So thanks everybody for hanging out. Sorry it took us so long. We actually stayed a little busier than I kind of anticipated after the 33rd pick as well, making more calls than I think I ever made on a draft night. A lot of fun. Obviously, just really, really excited about what we were able to do with the first pick. This is a night where the Cavaliers got appreciably better. The kind of night that you really look forward to in our business when you can go home and know that things are going to get a lot brighter from here. We were really, I think, pulled towards Andrew because of the two-way player concept. Coach Blatt very much believes in a system defensively that's predicated on length and athleticism, and this certainly gives us a great dose of that. Andrew's a player that we thought had the most upside in the draft. He's also a player that we're very excited to have be part of our family. As we said from the beginning, when I started coming in front of all of you from a press conference standpoint, you're either all the way in or you're all the way out. And Andrew Wiggins is all the way in on Cleveland, and we're really excited about having him. I don't know that I've talked to a player that was more joyful with where he's gone. I know that he's also already made contact with Kyrie Irving, who reached out to him directly. Kyrie's very excited about adding him to the mix and where our family goes from here as well. So that was exciting. So we've had a really, really good night. Joe Harris is a very good complimentary piece for us as a shooter. Somebody we had rated very highly, much higher than 33 overall, and somebody that we believe is one of the better, if not the best shooters in this draft off of screens, off of screen action and movement. And that's also a big part of what Coach Blatt likes to do. So from a fit standpoint, he's ideal. From a human standpoint and from a working standpoint, he's going to be everything we want our culture to be about. Very, very similar maybe to a Dellavedova. An overachieving, gritty kid who's going to leave everything he has on the court. And those are the types of qualities that we cared a great deal about, obviously. So again, this is a very good night. I'm a little tired at the moment, but it's a really, really good night to be a Cavs fan. And open it up to any questions.
Did it really come down to...
Whoa.
Mike, who you are.
Bob Finan.
Bob Finan from the News Herald. Did it really come down to Parker and Wiggins like we thought it was going to? Like we thought it was all along?
Yeah.
And did Parker really want to be here or not?
That's awesome, by the way. Yes, it certainly did come down to those two guys at the end for us. It was not a situation where we deliberated all the way up until the very last minute on which of those players we were going to select. What we did by taking our time and intentionally not letting anybody know ahead of time who we were taking was just to give ourselves the most time to turn over every stone and potentially make a deal. You know, you don't ever want to stop listening until you absolutely need to make a pick. We are thrilled to death to have Andrew. And there was no part of us that didn't want to take Andrew. But I'm not doing my job if I don't listen, as I've told you from the very beginning. I go if it makes us better. So that was what that was all about. In terms of your other question, I don't have any reason to believe that any other person did not want to be here. I certainly don't ever want to imply that by anything I say about Andrew. He has a passion for this place and for this opportunity that speaks to me. And that is not in any way to say that any other player in this draft did not.
Can I just follow up and ask what's
your name?
Jody Belate of the Cleveland Plain Dealer. When did you decide then on Wiggins?
I don't know if there was a time like in the day necessarily. I mean, I think we all had a final meeting today just to make sure everybody was on board with it. But it was fairly early in the afternoon that we really decided we were going to go a certain direction if we did not make a deal.
And then can I just ask, how much did David Blatt's coaching system play into your decisions on who you were going to draft, and how much input did he have?
Yeah, I don't know that it was a huge function of David's system as much as a function of his concepts on style of play, his thought process that we shared relative to two-way players. I think it's become really tantamount to winning playoff games to have players that when they're at their best are big for their position and can defend multiple positions. And if Andrew finds greatness in this league, it's going to be as a very big two guard. And he may still be growing. His feet are huge and he's still just a kid. So we don't know where that ends up.
Kenny Rhodes, Sportstown, Ohio. You kind of addressed it a little bit right there. Do you see him as a two specifically, a 2-3? What's his best position?
Well, I think there's going to be moments where he plays both, certainly. You know, he's a perfect complement to what we have in our ball-dominant scoring guards now as well. And I think he's going to guard multiple positions from the very beginning. But I think ultimately as his game evolves, he may play more two on the offensive side than he will initially. But he's going to be able to be a big player at his position when he does that. And as it is now, he's very long for the three as well. But
I asked him earlier about the reports of him being too passive and not aggressive enough in games. Talked to Bill Self about that. And Bill Self said, yeah, it's true, but it's because he leaves you wanting more. He's so athletically gifted. Was that a concern of yours at all, or in talks with him, he answered what you needed to have answered?
Yeah, no, it was a concern. When you've got that level of athleticism, you need to make your presence felt more often than he understood how to. And I think that was something that we did have issues with, for sure. And we talked very openly and candidly with him about that. And I think Andrew understands that there's another level to his game that we're expecting him to find. And he really, really wants to achieve it. He knows he's got more in the tank. And Coach Self knew it as well and drove him very hard, and he received coaching well. But I think the other component of Andrew's, if he's going to call it passivity, if that's the right word, is that he's very much a team guy. Andrew's not a me guy. He's a we guy. And so he was doing what needed to be done within the system that was there. They weren't running plays for him to go do his thing. He was taking what was there, and that fits us very well.
David, Sam Amico, Fox Sports, Ohio. How soon do you start after the draft, getting on the phone and getting some guys ready for summer league, training camp, those kind of things?
Yeah, it's actually while the draft is going. So after the last pick that we had anything to do with was made, we were on the phone with several of those people. We've gotten commitments from a few of those people already. Trent Redden, Kobe Altman, and Mike Ganzi, they're heading that. They're running point on all of that, and we'll be very well represented.
And what can you tell us about Joe Harris?
As I said earlier, hell of a pin-down shooter, really good off of screens, a very tough kid, an overachieving personality type. He's somebody that we really have very high hopes for in terms of his ability to produce, maybe under-promise and over-deliver.
David, obviously there were a lot of reports.
Who are you?
Daryl Ryder, 92.3 The Fan. Obviously a lot of reports out there in the last 24 hours or so. Was there anything remotely close to materializing, and how many times did you hang up the phone laughing at offers?
So, I don't know what close means. There were things that we had interest in exploring, and things come and go throughout the process. We lose interest, somebody else, whatever it is. But I don't know what close means. I can tell you this. There were many, many, many offers that were publicized to have been made that were never made. Many, many offers. And many better offers that were made that were never publicized. So I've learned now that the league is moving at the speed of Twitter, for right or wrong, and the vast majority of it relative to this draft process and everything, frankly, that we've had going on, unfortunately, is just, for lack of a better word, asinine. I don't understand how we've gotten there. But
Kenny Rhodes, Sports Time, Ohio. Joel Embiid, when you all had him in for his workout and his physical, the foot injury, the surgery and all that, how much was he in play before that, and was that a big factor in coming down to Wiggins and Parker?
Yeah, sure. He was very much in play. Joe's a great kid, and he really worked out well here. Not that the workout has a whole lot to do with drafting a true center. He was good here, and he was certainly in play. And it would have been a three-horse race, and it ended up as a two-horse race for us at the end of the day, what we were really zeroing in on. Joe's injury really was one of those things that in a vacuum may not have even been the reason that you don't take him. It was just that coupled with how much we thought of the other guys. So if there had been a significant gap between Joe and the next guys, then you take a different look at the amount of risk involved.